Financial responsibility can be difficult to learn and equally difficult to teach. Internationally, the number of people filing private bankruptcies has tripled just in the last decade, and teaching young people how to manage their finances might be the answer to solving this problem. A team of ambitious young people from Austria, where roughly 45,000 people had to look to the Austrian Schuldnerberatung for help just last year, are developing a game on Facebook that attempts to do just this. Rita Bellheim reports.
Affording the smartphones, laptops and digital cameras, which slowly are becoming commonplace in our lives today, has introduced a new pressure upon the finances of the common consumer. The problem with all these new advances is that everybody wants them, but not everyone can afford them. And younger people are learning this the hard way, falling into debt to get that iPhone or other gadget they just have to have.
The money goes out so much faster than it comes in, and there isn't a proper safety net set up for people, especially for those between 14 and 19 who are taking their first steps into a consumer marketplace. And they really should be able to make mistakes and learn from them without getting into really big trouble.
This is our guest, Tanja Gruber. Tanja feels quite passionate about this issue and has begun a project to address the problem, but from a somewhat unconventional angle.
In fact, it really can change your world for the better to learn about the market and keeping things balanced in the right way. But it can ruin you and make you feel worthless to learn these lessons the wrong way.
Learning the basics of balancing a checkbook or keeping a healthy savings account is only the simplest sort of information Tanja is trying to impart through the project. But even more so, she hopes to impart skills and teach tactics which will help young people adapt proper behaviour in the face of financial challenges.
It's a lot like learning to ride a bike, really, in the sense that when you fall down, you just get back up, you try again, and eventually you learn to stay up. Ideally, handling your money should work in the same way, with a safety net in place, so that when you make mistakes, you can recover and try again. Sadly, this is not the case in our world today, and many find themselves steeped in debt, struggling to get back up again from that first fall.
This is where the safe environment of a video game comes in. Learning the right tactics and good fiscal behaviour is much easier in a virtual setting, which is why Tanja and her team developed the Facebook game Kicked Out.
Yeah. The game is called Kicked Out because you begin in a post-apocalyptic world where you need to secure a certain resource in order to keep yourself healthy and safe. But your parents have literally thrown you out of their house and you're entirely on your own. The resource you gather is, of course, just a symbol for real money. But we don't tell the player that part. You're given one safe space in a rented apartment, which you need to survive. But equally, you need more of the resource to keep it a safe haven. You have to step out into our dangerous world and complete tasks and overcome challenges in order to maintain your supply of the resource.
Also, this is an online game, so the players are not alone in this post-apocalyptic world.
Exactly. Every aspect of money in real life involves interacting with others in one way or another, and we have tried to transfer this aspect to the game. So trust, reputation and social skills will influence a player's financial situation, much like how, in the very successful game World of Warcraft, you depend entirely upon others to survive. This is also where Facebook friendships will play an interesting role, because your real-life friends will be able to do things such as beg you for credit and loans with the signatures and such. It's all very, very exciting.